The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD, is patient Rosa, R-O-S-A, Barriera, B-A-R-R-E-I-R-A. This is a tremble stress echocardiogram, file Streco, space Barriera, space R. According to Care Associates letterhead, tremble stress echocardiogram, date of examination 9/12/22, referring physician Safwat Shaker, MD, performing physician Sharon Armes, MD, new paragraph, clinical education, 66-year-old female, diabetic with history of palpitations and hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, Procardia 10 milligrams TID, common enalapril hydrochlorothiazide 5/12.5 milligrams, close parentheses, period, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common early transition, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure 110 over 70, baseline heart rate 79 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient went tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 140, parentheses 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 154 over 74 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21560, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress. Correction. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Correction. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress on her medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 105 over 70 and a heart rate of 93 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, correction, there were no extra systoles during stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during there were no extra systoles during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a tremble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for parasternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, colon, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph. Post-peak stress echocardiogram, colon, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph impression, normal echocardiographic portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets comparable to her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were no extra systoles during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6. Normal echocardiographic portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.